Right? He wants to die.
Haggadah is the mitzvah, CPT is mitzvah. Look at Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that a person should discuss CPT as Mitzrayim. How much? How much? How much should you have to say? Ad shetachtafenu shina, till sleep grabs the hold of him, which means it becomes on him sleep. It overcomes him. Ad shetachtafenu shina, till sleep overcomes him.
Wow.
Kacha katuv b'shulchan aruch halacha. The Mekar of it is a Rosh in Simen Lamed Gimel in Arvi Psach. Ad shetachtafenu shina. What does it mean, Ad shetachtafenu shina? And why is that the shir? What does it mean? Till overcome by sleep. What does it mean? And why is that the shir? So the emes is, I first want to explain the words Achi Tachtafenu Shina. Doesn't say Achi Yisradein until he dozes off. Right? Nirdam. Nirdam is a person that dozes off. Tachtafenu Shina means something else. So either it means that sleep gets the better of him.
What's Tachtafenu?
Catch him, grab. So either the sleep gets the better of him, or the taiches ad shetachtafenu shina, meaning it's stronger than just dozing off. Takes full hold of him, which means it's a stronger expression of nirdam. Again, I want to have a two-pronged shear. One is to define the din of Tachtafenu Shina, and the second thing is to understand what that shear is. Why is that the shear? It's a two-issue shear, a two-issue din in the Shulchan Aruch. What does it mean? Literally, and therefore, of course, there'll be nafka minas halacha, depending on how we define it, and why. What? And why? What is it? And why is it? So I'm telling you, normally, when you want to say falling asleep, you say nirdam, dozing off, yoshein, sleep. Tachtafenu shina is an interesting expression. So I could understand it to mean one of two things. Either tachtafenu means that it gets the better of him, which would mean maybe that you have to fight it off. You have to keep on pushing till the Shina grabs you. Which Hush means,
can't stay awake.
You can't stay awake anymore. That would be one Taich not Shetachtafenu Shina. A second Taich of Atish Shetachtafenu Shina could be, that it's a strong sleep. He was overcome with sleep. Not Stam, he dozed off. Which means stronger sleep. One is to fight it off. One is that he should put effort to fight it off, maybe. And the other one is how much sleep. If he just dozes and gets up, or he fell asleep, literally fell asleep. What is Tachtafenu Shina? Yes, it is. It's two types of two issues. The first issue could mean is that sleep becomes you, it overpowers you. Do you have the Pesach one there?
Yeah.
Could you look up and see how he brings it down? That's what I was looking for.
And afterwards,
he has the old one, I think, at home, the small one.
Now I have this one, but the problem is, I don't know, they put away all my Sfarim.
And afterwards,
I don't know, they moved all the Sfarim. I don't know what Sfarim are.
After Magi, you have to start Shulchan Aruch.
Huh?
You have to start the meal. How are you going to eat if you're going to go to sleep?
How are you going to eat
through the
even after sure, you should keep on talking. How does he bring Achi Tachtafenu Shina? Go ahead. No, Do you understand what I'm talking about? Do you understand? Rav Daniel. You know what I want? I want to know, what does tachtafenu mean? It means it grabbed a hold of you? Tachtafenu shina, it grabbed a hold of you? Ache tachtafenu shina, it got a hold of you? Or ache tachtafenu shina means that it's a strong sleep. It's, you were overcome by sleep. Not just those.
Which means you fell asleep, basically.
Which means it grabbed you completely. It's stronger sleep. The fenoshina can mean.
So it grabbed you a little bit, or it grabbed you completely?
No, it does grab the eye. Sometimes a person could doze.
The ultra?
It's two, three levels. Doze. Completely.
And then a person could be completely caught in sleep. The fenoshina can mean out. Blank. What do you call that? Lights out. Or the fenoshina can mean he has to fight it. And he got the better of him. Okay. Does he speak about it?
He just said that's the
fight. Okay.
What is stronger? Did they have to fight it this stronger? Or?
It's not a question of stronger. It's two different things. The first thing is, ashtachtfen oshina might mean that you have to keep on pushing until it gets the better of you, that you lose the battle, as they say. Or tachtfen oshina means that you strongly fall asleep. It's an expression of strong sleep. It doesn't mean that you dozed off. So the truth is, before we answer this question, we have to know why would it be what kind of halacha is that? Ache tachtafenu shina. Whatever the chiv is, that's what it is. What does ache tachtafenu shina mean? So pashut, you have to say it's einus, and that's what most achrayim want to say. That the fact that you're sleeping, so what are you going to do? Once you're an einus, there's not much that you could do.
So why don't you wake up yourself?
Oh, so second of all, when a person is sleeping, he's part of the kalamitzis. So there's two issues. One is that he's an einus. Two is that he's part of. Why am I saying one and two? Because one, einus, okay, so wake up. And then you're not an einus anymore. But if the pshat is your part of, maybe once you're sleeping, you're part of from waking up to do mitzvahs. I'll prove it to you. I once told you over a psak from Shlomo Zalman Orbach. If a person is cold and he doesn't want to sleep in the sukkah, so there's a good eitzah, let him fall asleep. And then let someone take him out once he's sleeping, because a yashin is patur min hamitzvahs.
Wow.
Yashin is patur, so you have no chiyuv to sleep in the sukkah once you're sleeping in the sukkah.
Sleep is the mitzvah.
I'll call
patur.
Says maybe to
point.
To go to sleep is it.
The point.
Sleeping is not.
No.
Okay, Rabbi. See, this is all for you to argue about at the Seder. Get the information down. This is a psak, and we could come and say, "Huadin, that's over here." The halacha of einus. We don't mean einus. You have no choice. What einus do we mean? Einus that what?
Sleep on the table.
That you're potter. Once you're sleeping, you're potter. Not einus. Einus, but ptur. The problem is that then it's kalatera kula like this. Why would it only be here? How can we only find this by Pesach Seder? By Magid? So it should be a din in kalatera kula. According to Pesach Mizalm, it's a din in kalatera kula. Sukkah also. We don't find it only by Magid. So why is it, if it's only einus, and that's all you mean, einus, then it shouldn't be a sugya, right? It shouldn't be only for Pesach. It should be all year. How come you're making it into a Pesach thing? Okay. What would happen if he wakes up by himself afterwards? You're right. Maybe he's not mechuyev to be woken up. Huh?
What do you mean by all year?
Any mitzvahs that way? What's up with Pesach? So what do you have to say? Tachtafenu shina. Since you found any other place, Shulchan Aruch, you have to do this mitzvah. Tachtafenu shina.
What do you want?
I don't see. No other place it says it. And the truth is, it's like this everywhere. So why would it be said over here?
It's a chiddush
here. So basically, it's what always happens. What do you want? Whatever. It should be a din Shulchan Aruch. But an einus, what do you want? What does that do with this? If you imagine, guys, a person will cleave a little unless there's an einus. What do you want? What are you trying to tell me? You don't understand that in halacha, there's no reason that the halacha should say you're mechuyev in a certain mitzvah until you're an einus. I mean, what kind of mitzvah is that? There's no din shacharich like that. You mechuyev till you're nine nishkayich. Okay, well, so give me a sinish shacharich and all mitzvahs. I'm a nine, I'm pater. It goes under the heading of yashin's pater and mitzvahs. What's milstam? Say how much a person should do it all night. And if grad, you're nine, it's okay, good. So there's a chesinus.
Yeah, but
no,
there's a shear.
There are mitzvahs that there's no shear. There's mitzvahs that there's no shir. For example, there's a mitzvah to learn Torah day and night. And don't say Ashtach Tefenushina, don't say that. The word Ashtach Tefenushina means that it's a shir in the mitzvah. It's not a Torahinus from the side. Somehow that this is mashmoyis, that it's in the mitzvah itself. And I'm telling you, there'd be a big nafkamina. You're right. Maybe the taiches. Once he's sleeping, he's pater al tzainis. But the moment he would get up, let's see, he wakes up. So then again, he's mechuyev, no? So then it's not ashtach tefenushina. It's not true. Ashtach tefenushina. And what happens afterwards?
Again?
Yeah, so what do you want? Just say, even and if you're sleeping, you're sleeping. What do you want? It's a separate halach. You're sleeping, you're sleeping. It's not a tour. It's not even ashtach tefenushina. It's not true. Mechuyev to do it. If you what the chiddush is, you mechuyev to do it even when you're sleeping. You know, there's I showed you once. There's a chuvis on the side of the Shulchan Aruch that brings down that tzaddikim. They learn in their sleep. The medrash. Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnasai, right? Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnasai, mi Mishnasai from his learning. So what does it mean? He got up then. How does a person get up from his learning? So someone say it means he got up physically. Vayikatz means he stepped up. He moved his body up. But other Rishayim, other Mefarshim on the side of the Medrash say, no, it means he woke up. Why? Because Tzadikim, when they're sleeping, they're learning. And they get his galus in learning. Maybe Tzadikim. Maybe the Reb Gamliel and then the Skenim that was sitting, Mesum Kalaisa Laila. Maybe they were sleeping taka. How do you know? Maybe they were asking
Mitzvah. You're supposed to talk.
They
do talk.
Maybe they talk.
When the bride used to sleep, his sons would
write on the Chiddush. Okay, well, so maybe that's the story. Okay, obviously that's all not Pashim Shah.
No, maybe.
I'll check what's going on.